842 News Radio, 1150 KSAL AM 1067 FM. Jeff and Bob on a beautiful Tuesday, heading for a high of 71.
Could you speak up, please?
I knew you wouldn't hear that. 71!
Okay, I heard that.
Dr. Monica Murray, all kidding aside, she is an audiologist specialist, United Healthcare, and nationally recognized hearing and health expert. I am so glad you're with us because I know me growing up, I listened to music too loud. Bob, of course, did. And now I see kids all over the place, Monica, walking around with these things in their ears. We need to be careful about our ears. Welcome aboard. Great to hear from you, Monica. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Hey, what got you into audiology and being a hearing specialist? What was your journey like into that profession?
Well, it started in college. I actually undergrad majored in speech pathology, and there's a similar course selection between the two. And then I really saw the impact that helping individuals hear has, and it's such a great feeling to bring individuals back into the world and help them reconnect with their loved ones and friends and family through better hearing. So it's really been a great journey to see the transition and progress we're making.
Let me tell you how important I think what you do is, and it's some numbers. I see some research studying this interview coming up. Nearly 50 million adults experiencing some kind of hearing loss, half of them between 12 and 35, and it won even more. A third of Americans over 64 years old, between 64 and 75, suffer from this. And a lot of it has to do with the ridiculous things we've done in our youth, listening to loud music, loud sounds, who knows what it is. That is a remarkably large number.
It is. It really is. Hearing loss is actually the third most common chronic health condition in the United States. You know, I think that, as you mentioned, now that we see everyone with earbuds or headphones on, I think, unfortunately, we're going to see those numbers increase if we don't take the right steps to protect our hearing.
So we know loud music is an issue, but for those who still have all of their hearing faculties or whatever they may have, are there things besides just the loud music that you would advise them to do? And I'm taking into account like headphones and earbuds too, because I've seen people, and I'm kind of guilty of this too with earbuds, sticking them in your ear and they're there for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, you want to avoid exposure to loud sounds and limit the use of earbuds or headphones. There's actually this rule called the 60-60 rule, and what that means is that we want people to limit the use of their earbuds or headphones to no more than 60 minutes at a time and at no more than 60% of the maximum volume. So if you've got your devices in your ear and someone next to you can hear the sound coming out, that's a clear indication that the sound is too loud.
Unfortunately,
the guy driving next to me at the stoplight, you know, yeah, these guys, I'm not kidding you. Yesterday, a guy with his windows up, my windows were up. I could hear it like it was inside my car.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, the unfortunate thing is once the damage is done, you know, hearing loss is irreversible. So, and sometimes you don't realize it right away. It's not like, you know, these exposure to loud sounds, you know, over time, but you know, like a firework or gunshot. Certainly that impact of hearing loss is felt right away, but the loud music and, you know, over time that exposure, you don't notice it until it's too late.
So I'm going to ask this question because I really truly don't know the answer, but I see people that as they get older, they start turning the volume up on their TVs or whatever even more to compensate for what they're not able to hear. Does that then just exacerbate the problem?
It can. It really can. And it may impact the hearing of the people and surrounding them in the rooms, right?
Yeah.
But that's the one thing about hearing loss. You know, it's not like vision where you can't function if you don't have corrective lenses, right? But you know, people can make accommodations and increase the volume on things. And so it takes most people a lot longer to get treatment because they can, you know, make accommodations and they think that, you know, they're doing okay.
Now, I do want to correct you on one thing. I've been able to make it without corrective lenses. I run into a lot of walls, but I'm able to accommodate. I just happen to hit a lot of walls and door jams. But no, accommodating a hear loss, it's important to have it checked. It's important that if there are signs of hearing loss, you should have them evaluated by an audio professional. What are some of the symptoms that if it's me, I may not realize I've got a hearing loss beginning? What can we look for?
Well, you know, if you have ringing in your ears, I mean, sometimes that's a clear indication that you have some beginning stages of hearing loss or advanced stages. But what I most often see is that individuals start to isolate or withdraw. So I don't know about you, but I can think of family members who, you know, at family gatherings may sit off to the side, sit in the corner, or they stop asking for repetition because there's people like me that aren't so patient. You know, every time my dad says what, I get frustrated. And eventually they just stop asking or they withdraw and isolate. And that can lead to really some serious health conditions, depression, isolation. So really it's important to make sure that everyone is engaged and part of the conversation.
Yeah. Dr. Monica Murray, audiologist specialist, United Healthcare. And I know that I didn't treat my ears very well as a young man. I try to be careful now, but what I notice that bothers me more than anything is a crowded restaurant or just a crowd in general with a lot of people noise going on, and then trying to discern what my wife is saying, who's at the same table with me. Do a lot of folks, am I on the, where am I on the spectrum? And can you help me get a little bit better at hearing, or should I just learn to read lips now?
No, well, I think that hearing and background noise is the chief complaint of every individual. I know, you know, I get my hearing tested every year and my hearing is normal, but in noisy restaurants, I still struggle. And, you know, a lot of these environments now, they increase the music so you can hear the music over the people. And that, you know, makes it even a more challenging situation. You know, there's things you can do to, you know, ask for a quiet table, put your wall or your back to the wall, so you can, you know, there's at least less sound coming from behind you. Mm-hmm. But really, it's probably best just to get a baseline hearing test to see where you're at. You know, and maybe your hearing is better than you think, and it's just doing some of those accommodations so that you're in a better position overall. But it's important to know your baseline and protect what you have.
I'm looking at a program called Wish of a Lifetime. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Wish of a Lifetime is a great program in partnership with AARP. And what they do is they grant life-changing wishes for older adults to celebrate their accomplishments. They've granted over 2,500 wishes, and they've reconnected loved ones, fulfilled lifelong dreams, commemorated service, and reignited passions.
Man, what a great idea. Getting a hearing checked is as important as anything that you can do for your personal health, but so many of us just avoid it like the plague. What's the number one fear that people seem to have?
I think that they're afraid of looking old. You know, if they think, oh gosh, the only thing I can do is get a hearing aid and that's going to make me look old. Well, I don't think people realize how old they look when they, you know, have the volume cranked up or they can't hear or they respond incorrectly because they've misheard someone. Hearing aids today are really cosmetically appealing, and the technology has just, I mean, grown leaps and bounds since I've been in the profession. So these hearing aids now can connect to Bluetooth devices. You can use an app on your phone to control some of the background noise or change programs. They're really a sleek instrument. So I would encourage people to not be afraid, because it's a simple process to get your hearing tested.
Yeah, it is. Dr. Monica Murray, audiologist specialist, United Healthcare, and nationally recognized hearing health expert. I'm so glad that my kids take their hearing seriously. I've got guys, I don't know if I could take credit for this, but if they run a lawnmower, they put hearing protection on because they want to protect their ears, and I'm so glad that they think of that. And when I was 14, 17, it never crossed my mind that a mower could be damaging my ears.
No, not at all.
Never thought about it.
Great to hear. Yeah, you know, it sure can.
One of the things that we see sometimes on televisions and basketball arenas, football stadiums, the little ones with headphones on that mom and dad have put on there, whether there's any sound there or whether it's just some soft music, that is a smart thing. Anytime you're anywhere where there's a large noise and they give you the opportunity to put earplugs or anything on, Your advice is do so.
Absolutely. You got to protect it while you still have it.
I mean, protect it while you have it, because that's one of those things that once it's going away, it continues to go away. So have it it checked, and no question.
Hey, how do we get a hold of what you're up to or learn more about taking care of our ears, Monica?
Great. You can go to our website at www.uhchearing.com, or you can check us out at wishofalifetime.org.
Very good. UH.com for United Healthcare.
UHC Hearing.
Oh, UHC Hearing. That makes sense. Dr. Monica Murray. Bless you. And thanks for the encouragement and just the insight and all you're doing with audiology. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks so much. And keep up the good work. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. 852 on KSAL. I would add.
She meant that part for me, not you. I mean, good work.
I would add movie theaters to one of those places.
That, today I would too. They have become so loud.
Does it have to be that? I mean, you go for the previews, and I try to get there maybe for two or three previews, because I don't need that many.
Yeah.
So loud.
I know now that you can hear the theater next door, it's usually so loud, but I'm always thinking concert venues, because that was my bugaboo growing up, a lot of concert venues. And then loud noises like baseball stadiums, football stadiums, basketball arenas, machinery. You just don't realize, you just don't realize what you're putting your ears through. So you see the little meters at stadiums get loud. Here's our decibel level. Well, that's all fun and games, but it's doing damage too. You have to be careful. You really do.
853 on KSAL.